Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Mitch Payton, Motocross of Nations, Lomel. Going into it, we thought that it wouldn't be an easy one. And first time in a long time USA loses. Thoughts?
Well, it makes me think of when you told Beaker you would burn down the USA pits.
I said I would do that if Michael Lessi wasn't on the team.
So he wasn't, so you were going to burn down the USA pits.
I retracted that later on.
Oh, good. That was nice.
I really retracted it.
Okay. Truthfully,
I don't think it would have mattered.
Might have saved us. I was proud of the guys. Like, the whole week, you know, we came over a little bit early, and I got to admit, the Dungy family is awesome. You know, I've been friends with them for a long time anyway, so, like, that was easy. And then, you know, the Barshas, you know, we didn't really know that well due to the fact. But
you didn't bro down with them?
But seriously, like, they're awesome, and Justin's a nice kid, and, like, everybody got along so good, him and Blake and Ryan, everybody was working together and, like, talking about, you know, like, what they thought and what they were doing and, you know, trying to tell them what we could see on the track, and they were all, you know, open and receptive to it. And I think we did everything we could do, and when we got here, you know, the truth was we were outgunned. You know, like, Caroli and Hurlings were amazing in the sand, and we weren't that fast.
You're not surprised USA lost, or did you? What did you think going into the event? I mean, you had to know it was going to be tough.
We knew it would be tough. We didn't underestimate anybody. We never were, like, scoffing at anybody or thinking that, you know. But, you know, we believe our guys are good, and in any condition they should be capable of running with anyone. And then just today, I guess, you know, today's the day. And if you race long enough, you're going to win a lot of races and you're going to lose a lot of races. And today was one that we lost, and it's sad, but yet I'm not disappointed. I thought Ryan, you know, rode good and did everything he could do. I think the track was hard for him to pick up, and I thought that Justin was, you know, for hopping on the 450 for as short a time as he did, I think he did a phenomenal job, and you know, he had a great second moto there, and I guess, you know, the problem with the wheel, the first moto, and I thought Blake rode good too. So I think all three guys, you know, I'm not disappointed at any of them. We can go home, and I'm not disappointed, and I'm sure Roger's not either. I mean, it's like,
it happens, yeah.
Yep.
As far as Blake himself, he had the inside gate. He didn't get good starts. Fell first moto. Second moto, I'm not sure what happened. But the whole moto, I thought he was moving forward. And I thought his fitness showed today that it was pretty good, too, because he was pretty consistent throughout. What do you think about Blake's rides?
I thought Blake rode really good. Actually, Jeffrey came over here later and actually said, he goes, dude, you're in really good shape. And then Blake said, yeah, I'm just slow. So, no, I thought he rode a good event, and I'm proud of him. And, you know, like, nobody wants to lose, but you know what? There's everybody in these pits don't want to lose. So, like, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to win all the time. And like, we gave it our best, and we just came up a little bit short. So that's just the way it goes. And hats off to Germany. They won. You know, Kenny rode good motos, and Max Nagel, I think, was kind of even a surprise to a lot of people. And then Schiffer save the day by staying in there too. So like they were the best team and they deserved to win.
You've won a ton of these, but you've also lost a few. Does this one hurt more or less than any of the other losses, or is it kind of the same feeling, or maybe it's worse now because it's right after the event, but how does it compare to other times that USA has lost?
It reminds me of losing.
And you don't like that.
No. It's not a fantastic thing, but like I said, I mean, you can't be bummed or disappointed in any of them. I mean, they did the best they could do today in the conditions, and like, I must admit that the track was really rough, really rutty, extremely sandy. The ruts never stopped changing, and it was even way different than we thought it was.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. And even way different than what it was when we practiced here, you know, like because there was more bikes on the track and stuff like that. So it was a good education, and I think all three of these guys will have a newfound respect for it. So.
And
I got your back, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
And go get them next year in Germany. Watch out.
Yeah, we're going to the fatherland, so we have to we have to stop that. Once is enough.
Yes. All right, thank you.
All right.